leg you want, Jennifer, left or right?
I'm partial to the right, usually.
Are you really? Is that how you always win in leg wrestling?
Yes.
Really?
It's my strongest leg.
I get strongest arms, but I never get the strongest leg thing.
Oh, you've got a strongest leg.
Really? I don't know that. I'm not left and right. It depends on what do you do with one leg that makes it stronger than the other?
Well, same thing with one arm. Well, I guess it's your dominant arm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those mysteries of the universe.
Perfect. Let's get started with that. So Jennifer Horn is here, and Doug Steffen is here, and Ken Kessler is here. And we have a lot of things to talk about, the usual lineup of misfits and mishaps and all the things that are great for people to talk about. The important stories of the day is the healthcare.gov website. A mishap. A misbegotten thought.
Well,
beguiling.
It's supposed to work in 4 days, right?
4 days. It's all set.
That's it.
Right. The success of the Affordable Care Act ultimately could turn on the performance of this website. And a lot of people are not sure that in 4 days it's going to work particularly well. There are a lot of delays in applying the new insurance regulation. Honest and true. Honest. I'm always honest. Some days more honest than others. I don't have a connection to this because I'm not involved in it. I'm sort of talking about it on the air, but I don't have a real affinity for it, mm-hmm. other than I see all of the nonsense that comes out of the participants in this on either side. And so I don't really have, honestly, a feel. I've not gone to the web. People would say, well, if you really were a good host, you would have gone to the website and you would have seen how it worked. I know a dozen people who have tried and they haven't had success. The only person I know who's had an unqualified success mm-hmm. is Ken Kessler.
Me too.
I don't know anybody else that I've talked to who thinks that my son tried it and gave up. And he was the person for whom this was designed, in essence. So anyway, I don't mean my son, but his age. What did you start to say, Kenny?
Well, I was going to say, it's not really an unqualified success because it took a little over a week of daily going to the site and there were various problems.
Does anybody
and
know?
Ken had to have 7 kids, too, remember?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I had to have 7 dependents.
So does anybody know anybody, and I mean this as openly as possible, because most of you know who listen to me, I may have my persuasions and I may think strongly about certain things, but I really
who had an easy experience
in both sides of the issue, and I want to know if somebody had a good experience. 888-302-3684, and send us email if you'd like. It's doug@dougsteffen.com, ken@dougsteffen.com, jennifer@dougsteffen.com. You can also Twitter @GoodDayShow, use Twitter, facebook.com/GoodDayShow. I would like to know if there is anyone who can tell us something that is completely positive. You've had a wonderful experience. You got everything you expected. Everything is swell. Everything's fine. Everything's going to work out. No problem. Where are those people? 888-302-3684. We touch between 3 and 4 million people on this program at some point during the course of the week. So that would mean during this hour we'll probably touch 475,000 ears, or actually twice that, unless you're Van Gogh and you lost one of your ears. If you got you got your ears tuned into this, or maybe you have one ear on us and one ear on your children who want breakfast at the moment. 888-302-3684. Okay. I'm trying to figure out, I go through all of these stories. Kenny goes through all the stories. Jennifer looks around. And I tend to stay away from the things that I don't think you need to know. Now, is that sort of my being a host that's bullying? I'm bullying you into thinking that the things that you might have heard somewhere else are things that I ought to talk about. I don't know why you're better off to know. For example, this is sort of one of those iffy stories. The story back to June in Philadelphia when that building collapsed. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
The contractor was charged with murder yesterday. 6 counts of murder, 6 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 13 counts of recklessly endangering another person. A brick wall of a building that was being demolished collapsed onto a Salvation Army thrift store killing 6 people, injuring 13. Instead of choosing the safest way to demolish the building, this guy Griffin Campbell chose the most profitable way. He removed key structural parts of the building from inside first because he wanted to resell some of the building's parts. And unfortunately, there was nothing left to stabilize the wall, so it came tumbling down on the wrong side into the store. So is that a story? If I'm passing along that information, does it ring true to those who may be thinking if there's a contractor who raises buildings, demolishes buildings, and he hears that, will he learn a lesson from it? Is it just a human interest story? Or is it necessary for me to have told the story? It's kind of it's actually interesting to learn that the contractor did what he did, and that's why the wall fell down.
Right.
I don't remember the story.
And he's being charged with the negligence of doing a bad job.
So is that
a lesson?
Okay. So that's a story that I ought to tell. Here's another one that I'm on the fence about. The mother of that 12-year-old Florida girl who committed suicide after she was bullied.
Yep.
Said she intends to sue those responsible for her daughter's death.
Her
name is Tricia Norman. She said, I'm very angry with the individuals I believe are responsible for my daughter's death. I keep waiting for an apology. I know this will never come. So she said, I'll pursue wrongful death lawsuits in civil court against these two girls ages 12 and 14 who were charged with cyberstalking. That charge was dropped. I think all of the charges were dropped against them last week, right? Didn't we say that?
And you know what? Hey, criminally, maybe they don't have a case, but if this woman needs this to feel a little bit better because her kid is dead, then I support her.
Not going to bring the other side of it.
It doesn't bring the kid back, but if this makes her feel better to get an apology or to get something out of these girls, I don't know.
And as we saw with OJ, there's a big difference between a
criminal
and a civil case.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, didn't they say they didn't think they did anything wrong or they didn't feel badly about it? Didn't I hear that from one of them?
I think she said she didn't feel badly about it. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't care. Okay. Well, we are developing creatures in our country. Instead of people, we're developing creatures. My sense is that these two girls are creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they need a creature feature which will put them in their place because they are creatures, not real humans. We've developed around all this technology creatures, zombies.
Yeah, I mean, even if they didn't feel like they needed blame, you can be sympathetic. You could, you know, they could have said, oh my gosh, we can't believe she's gone. I mean, they could have said something to this poor woman who's suffering because her child is dead.
Yeah. They haven't been taught that because their parents zombies.
Right.
And there is such selfishness in the world today. And this is an example of it, I think.
I think it's, you know, and maybe, I mean, bullying has become such a huge problem, especially with technology. Maybe this is something that helps shine some light on why you don't do it.
Let's hope. 888-302-3684. So my judgment was okay in these two stories.
Yeah, so far so good.
All right. How about we have a little, I've brushed my teeth in the last couple of hours, and I used power swabs. It isn't necessarily something that you would normally brush your teeth with, but because I'm a little cuckoo and I like to do things differently, I decide that in this circumstance, hey, I'm going to do two things at the same time. I love doing two things at the same time. So I wanted to keep my whitening up. I've been practicing this for almost a year since I started talking about power swabs on the air. I've been actually, it's like the old hair club for men. I'm a customer. Well, I'm a customer for power swabs. As a matter of fact, I don't have to pay. They send me this stuff, and I use it, and then I talk about it on the air. This is a patented ingredient that's in power swabs. It's a natural ingredient from coconut oil that was discovered to be cleansing. And so that's why it works so well, and it makes you feel so good, and there are no side effects at all. Give yourself a break. Call 800-865-7602 and get whiter teeth for Christmas. Give yourself a present. 800-865-7602. And I dare say that if you bought 3 or 4 of these, you would find yourself in good stead with some people that you know, maybe at work, at home, maybe there are people who haven't taken as good a care of their teeth as they might. And this would be something gentle that they'd appreciate. You know, it's not like you're saying, you're ugly. But you know, your teeth are stained and yellow. I got a guy that works on the farm. I'm going to give him some of this because he needs it. And it protects your gums as well by cleansing your teeth. So all kinds of reasons. Call 800-865-7602. When you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a free stain-out whitening quick stick that helps you on the go whiten up your teeth, make them look so much better. Try it risk-free, 800-865-7602. Power Swabs, the breakthrough, the tooth detergent that's safe and whitens better than any other product on the market. As a matter of fact, an average of two shades in just 5 minutes. 800-865-7602.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears. 10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This Thanksgiving, Old Navy's giving away $1 million to one lucky shopper, and it could be you. Be there when Old Navy's doors open this Thursday at 7 p.m. The first 500 in line at each store get a chance to win a cool $1 million. That's a lot of coconuts. Plus, this Thursday and Friday, the whole store is 50% off. Yeah! Only Old Navy. 50% off valid in stores only Thursday, November 28th, 7 p.m. to Friday, November 29th at 6:59 p.m. Pacific time. U.S. residents, Puerto Rico, and Canada. 18 and older. No purchase necessary. For rules and price details, visit oldnavy.com.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Follow Doug Steffen's Good Day program on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter, Good Day Show. Follow Jennifer and Kenny and Charlotte. When's the last time you posted a picture of Charlotte on Facebook? Maybe we should do that, Kenny. So
she's been
know.
Barking a lot lately.
She's. Remember Ken, what we had Warren Eckstein, who's our pet guy, talk about this the other day. Because she's losing her hearing, she can't hear, so she's barking louder so she can hear herself bark, apparently. It's kind of like some people on the radio who talk just to hear themselves talk. You know?
That wouldn't be any of us.
Sure. No!
No!
No! But in the circumstance that exists here, she's barking to hear herself bark like we sometimes talk to hear ourselves talk. And I'm sure some of you might do that as well. Help yourself. We'll listen to you at 888-302-3684. In the next half hour, the winter storms and what they're doing. I say storms because there are actually a couple of them that are going to affect travel. Probably not much today in the East Coast cities, but tomorrow it'll be a Lollapalooza. I'm told. I'm glad I'm not flying until Thursday morning. Sorry, no live Good Day program on Thursday. But that's life down on the farm, 21 after on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Somebody to love?
Queen.
Queen.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, it's hard to do a Queen song.
Yeah, and this guy proves it. James Wolpert.
Really? I really think he sounds pretty good.
You like
good.
It? Okay.
So does Ken. 2-1.
Yeah.
Advance to the next round, James. Don't look back. It's okay. You keep going.
James is on The Voice, and he was on last night singing this. Somebody, all right, Big Finish. That's not bad. That's pretty good. I like that. Maybe I'll reconsider and suggest that he did a pretty good job there. All right. So we have two solid endorsements for Mr. Wolpert as he moves on, and mine is kind of flat. But as it went through, I thought, I appreciate the work the guy did.
It's hard to do a Queen song.
It's the hard.
Difficulty it's level hard. High.
Hard.
High. And
hard. Good. Why is there so much controversy about Katy Perry dressing as a geisha? Is that racist? From the other night at the American Music Awards? Did you see how she was? I actually saw this and thought, that's kind of a weird getup.
Hmm.
I didn't. I wasn't thinking about it. Everything is racist, though, right?
Everything could be. If it's racist, then, you know, there's a good chunk of people on Halloween who are in trouble.
Overused expressions, one of the most foolish expressions, and now has no meaning whatsoever because it's been so abused. Nonsense. All right, let's see if we can get some racism going with the late night shows, find some off-color jokes from Jay Leno, David Letterman, or Jimmy Fallon.
According to a study in USA Today, the best-run state in America is North Dakota. Yeah. North Dakota is the best-run state in America. The worst-run state in America, California.
Yeah. Big surprise, Jay.
No surprise.
California is the worst-run state. And I'll be thinking about that this winter when I'm stuck in traffic with the top down, the air conditioner blowing in my face. Boy. Oh, I wish I was in North Dakota right now.
You can tell us the holidays because the weird stuff happened during the holidays. A guy from Philadelphia stole, what do you think he stole, Paul? That's right, a FedEx truck. Stole a FedEx truck and he said, don't worry, I'll have it there by 5 o'clock tomorrow. You know, this year, Thanksgiving and the first day of Hanukkah, first night of Hanukkah, are on the same day.
Yeah.
And I'm no theologian, but I think what that means is 8 days of leftovers, I think.
The thing a lot of people are talking about is how Obama was finally able to get this deal with Iran. Basically, what happened was Obama got tired of trying to fix health care and said, give me an easier problem. Iranian nukes. I'm out of here. Yeah, that's much better than what I've been dealing with the past couple of weeks. Because everyone's so frustrated about the Obamacare rollout now. I mean, in a new interview, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg said that he can relate to the problems the White House is having with the Obamacare website, you know, because you can't buy health insurance on Facebook either.
Oh, really? I'm not supposed to laugh at that?
Sure you are.
Was it funny?
It's okay.
Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm.
Managing to get a lot of shots aimed at her because she wasn't with her husband, Justin Timberlake, at the American Music Awards on Sunday night. I loved her response. She said on Twitter, "I'm watching from home tonight. Calm down, Internet."
Huh.
I thought that was... Well,
maybe she's pregnant.
Yeah. They've been in and out, haven't they? They've had their relationship. It's gone up. It's gone down. It's gone sideways. And they finally got together and got married.
Yeah.
Right? But they were estranged. I don't know if estranged is. She was dating other people. He was dating
other
people.
Broke up. Yeah. I mean, they were dating. They broke up because she wanted to get married. He didn't. And then they got back together and they got married.
Let's get together. What do you say?
Boy.
Hey, we can have a swinging time.
You've been singing that song every day for like a week.
Right.
It's in your head. It's ingrained like a virus.
Must be. Oh, not like a virus. Could be something else.
A fungus.
Okay, then there's a fungus among us. The next half hour sees more conversation about more exciting things happening in your world here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, why is Ted Cruz such a breakout star among Republican senators?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Madeline. Why is Senator Ted Cruz such a hotshot among Republican senators?
When he was in New Orleans and had a fundraiser at my house, at which he expected 30 people to show up, 300 people showed up, including a lot of Democrats. And he's one of the most skilled politicians he's ever met. But relative to your comment about his messianicness, it ain't bragging if it's true. He's never failed at anything.
He's well known now around the country. But something of a joke, as his approval ratings seem to indicate there. His ambition is something that he seems to wear on his sleeve, and there's a quality of arrogance that he's the smartest guy in the room, maybe because people keep telling them he is, but I'm still waiting for him to say something intelligent.
Well,
I haven't heard it.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. discount includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Tuesday, Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few minutes talking about some of the health issues of the day today. Who knows best? Jennifer? Ken?
Yes.
Doug? No, yes, you?
Huh? I always vote for myself.
Do you really? Good idea. Nothing wrong with that. If you want to enlarge your life, if you want to have your thoughts heard by lots of people, the best thing to do is, first of all, make sure that your thoughts are clear, that they are on point, that they are well thought out. Is that what you do when you're having conversation? We're supposed to do that here because that's our job. Do you have to do that? Do you always think about what you say before you say it?
Really? Not often enough.
Okay. So let me tell you the reason I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
Got an email from somebody who listened to our conversation about, 15, 20 minutes ago about the mother of the Florida girl who committed suicide wanting to sue the families of the two girls.
Right.
Who basically said, this
what did we say wrong?
Well, it isn't that we said anything wrong. The thought here behind the message was whether or not children are too soft today and they ought to toughen up about bullying.
Because this is actually a little passion point of mine, because I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Which part of the statement?
The statement that bullying has always existed and that kids need to toughen up a little bit. But I've always wondered, bullying's not this new phenomenon. It makes it seem
because
the way things.
Technology.
That's what I'm getting at. So there's this new, phenom about bullying and blah, blah, blah. And I always thought, bullying always existed. And then I think about back to my school, and there was always this poor one girl who would always get bullied in the class. But then I realized with technology, like you said, Doug, you can't leave school anymore. You can't. It follows you home.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it gets worse. At least at home, if you had great parents, you could get built up at home, and then you have to go back to the next day of school. Now with technology, it follows you home. It's always there. And it's there for more people to see, laugh at, and comment about.
So, because of technology, we have the ability to make people tougher or softer. Which does this do? Do we need to? What is there about life? I mean, there are certainly plenty of things that happen in all of our lives that we need to sort of toughen up for or about. Some of us are better at it than others. It depends kind of on what the circumstance is, I think. But there are people who, and you get it, you sense it around all the time. I said what I did about, I was taking a shot at some people in the last half hour who were so defensive about everything because Katy Perry dressed in a geisha outfit for the American Music Awards on Sunday night. People say she's a racist. What the hell are you talking about? Because she dressed up as in a character? She's basically an actress, a singer, so people play roles. How in the world is that racist? It's not any different. I mean, you've heard me use this. I pull this card out of the deck all the time, Amos and Andy, and all of these phonies that for years yelled about how racist it was to have that radio show on, television show. Radio guys were white guys, and how dare you, and blah, blah, blah. It's entertainment. It was funny. And it still is, frankly. So why is it that people are, maybe we do need to toughen up a little bit. Because everybody's got to beef with everybody about something. Right? I could say, you know what, Jennifer? I think it's time you changed your eyes. Instead of the beautiful blue, I want them to be green.
I think you're wrong, Mr. Yeah. No, but everybody has something to be made fun of. I mean, everybody. You know, there's, and I think everybody laughs at certain things because it's
why?
How our brain. But
no,
no,
you know
I think
why it is? Here's why it is. Because we have been born into insecurity. We are
right.
Born perfect, and then our parents screw us up because they were screwed up, because their parents were screwed up. Something happens in life, something that is not explainable, given the fact that the universe usually rewards us for doing things well. It's very difficult. We spend a lot of our lives working ourselves out of the garbage that we get handed to us by our parents, who are handed garbage by their parents, who are handed garbage by their parents.
Yeah, no, it's a long line of garbage.
It is.
But what I'm getting at is that everybody has something that's not perfect about them, and that's
yes.
Okay. You know, you just have to kind of accept it as part of yourself. Everybody has something that someone else can laugh at. We get over it. It's fine. And I think that everybody, including all of us here, are guilty at laughing at certain things. It's how our brain classifies stuff. Mm. You know, anybody who tells me that they've never made an inappropriate joke and laughed a little bit,
right.
I'll give you a trophy, because come on.
Nah.
But when do we become so out of touch with people that you would do it in such a brutal manner? And maybe
right.
Technology gives us, you know, this protective mask so that you can be so mean. You don't have to see the results.
Meanie.
Yeah, but you
You're
know.
You're a meanie.
I
was mean to you yesterday. Somebody sent me an email.
You got an email?
Today.
You really were mean to me yesterday.
Mean, yeah.
I had to stand up to you. It was good. But you got an email? Thank you, whoever sent it.
Right. A lot more. We have gotten, it's really interesting. We get fewer phone calls, more email, and more Facebook stuff and Twitter mm-hmm. stuff than we ever
really.
Have. It's pretty interesting. All right, Kenny, what do we have, speaking of Facebook and Twitter?
And toughen up, Ken.
Okay, so the foreign minister of Iran, his name is Mr. Mohammad Zarif, said that the deal with the world powers preserves the structure of his country's nuclear drive, and says that the sanctions against the regime had crumbled. That sounds like that is what people have been saying, that he was smiling when he got back. So did he get one over on the United States and the European Union? Is that what we think is going on? What do you think, Kenny? What are people who are responding to us thinking?
I don't have any more
no
comments
pressure.
Actually on Iran. Just one thing that Sarah says: we always have to try diplomacy first. That's actually that's how to actually promote effective foreign policy.
Well, it's the way to promote things, whether at home or abroad. We call it here bipartisanship, but it's basically diplomacy. It's learning how to negotiate. It's learning how to give. It's learning how to get. It's learning how people who are in relationships go through the same thing. You don't just, you know, you don't just stop. You don't just say you're and then leave. If you care about the other person, then you talk it through. If you have a disagreement, you talk it through. You work it through. And that's the same thing that happens or ought to happen in business. It ought to happen in politics. It ought to happen in international relationships. It should be something that you talk through, talk it out, fix it, rather than just letting it fester. Because if you don't deal with it, it just festers and gets kind of worse, doesn't it? And in this circumstance, our relationship with Iran keeps festering. So maybe we didn't get a very good deal. maybe it wasn't a smart deal, but at least somebody's talking about the stuff, which I think is hopeful. I don't think the deal was very good either. From what I can see, it looks like another mismanaged mess, although we can't blame it all on Obama because there were other people that were involved.
Well, this has been going on. I mean, you can't blame it or really give credit because this has been going on. I didn't realize 10 years. Did you know that we've been talking about this?
Yeah, yeah. What? You're talking about the nuclear capability of Iran?
Skip that part. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep, yep, yep. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a moment. Talk a little bit about health tips that are necessary for you to be prepared for a cold, miserable winter from his point of view. Stand by for that. This is Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears Doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. 888-302-3684. I'm kind of like, where are we here?
Playing the part of Dr. Ron is Jennifer Horn. Hey, yeah. Everybody.
Hey, how you doing? All right. So but I wanted to tell everybody that Dr. Ron was brought to you by the folks at Exergen.
There you go.
Dr. Ron's not here. I suppose, well, you could be brought to us by Exergen, Jennifer.
I'm happy to be.
Yeah. Okay. So Exergen, in fact, folks at Exergen have this temporal scanner thermometer.
Really cool.
You know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read, has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer. Take it from Dr. Ron, Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, all the people who are participants in this program this cold season. Make sure you have one for your family. As a matter of fact, we all have one here, and I'm not expecting to use it because I'm a healthy so-and-so. Jennifer, you better keep up your health so you don't have to use this, and Kenny as well. And in concert with the folks at Exogen, one of the things that we have done successfully in the last couple of years is ask for tips. I have been told to invite you to post your best health tip for the cold and flu season. You can visit Exogen.com for more information, but send your tips along to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and we will give away every week for the best tip of the week some Exogen blankets and thermometers, that sort of thing. So if you've got a tip that you want to share with us, if you're a mom or a dad, you know what's best for your children, for yourself, best health tip for the cold and flu season wins blankets and thermometers, the best tip of the week from the folks at Exogen. All right, so we did find Dr. Ron, and our focus on, I guess, the cold and flu season as it begins. It's gotten pretty cold on the East Coast now, Ron, so you're suffering with it as are most of the other people that are in earshot of us up and down the East Coast. So what do you tell? Are people beginning to come in? Do people still go to the doctor if they have a cold or a flu, or do they just go to the store and get the stuff that's advertised?
Well, you know, I these days, I think with the way that medical economics is going, a lot of people are into self-care. Unless they're very, very sick, you know, with a complication, you know, when a cold or a flu goes beyond just that to sinusitis or bronchitis, then people do come in. But a lot of people are into self-care. They're even into something which is not so great, which is that they hoard antibiotics just in case. And even, you know, sometimes there's like a family member who is like has a repository of medications. So I think people are running like little clinics of their own, thinking that, okay, if I got a bad cold, I could take an antibiotic. But, of course, that doesn't work. And that's
well, explain why it doesn't, because there are so many different types of antibiotics that are usually, they're so precise, they're aimed at fixing one particular problem. They're not universal, and they don't go after all of the, quote-unquote, bad bugs.
Well, the problem is that colds and flus are caused by viruses, and viruses are absolutely not affected at all by antibiotics. If you have a cold or flu and then you get what's called a bacterial superinfection on top of the virus, which is pretty common, where you might have you know, lots of yellowish or greenish mucus, then an antibiotic may help. But actually, more and more, they're discovering that antibiotics don't make a difference when it comes to viral infections.
Well,
I mean, they're going to take a while.
So then let's go the next step here. I have over the years, and you probably have too on your radio program, had plenty of good probiotic products that we've talked about on the air, and one wonders sometimes still, although I think it's become more of a buzzword, when you take an antibiotic, it not only kills the bad bugs, it kills the good bugs, and you need good bugs in your gut. So what do you think about probiotics in general? What do you tell those folks who come to your office to do to keep their guts healthy?
Well, not only do the probiotics prevent the damage caused by antibiotics, but actually just taking a probiotic daily, in one big study done in Scandinavia, it actually cut absenteeism due to respiratory infections by about 40%. So these things actually can enhance the immune system. Other things, vitamin D is helpful for enhancing immunity. Vitamin A seems to make a difference. Zinc seems to make a difference. Even if you have a cold, you can take zinc lozenges, and they actually enhance your immunity, help you recover.
A lot of people talk about echinacea as well as vitamin C. What about ester C?
Ester C is my favorite form of vitamin C. For a long time, we've been recommending that. Studies on vitamin C are mixed when it comes to colds. Some studies show that it does hasten the resolution of a cold. Other studies say it doesn't make a difference. I think that it may provide a minor degree of protection.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Ron Hoffman's website is drhoffman.com, drhoffman.com. Always happy to have him here with us on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Hey, It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
The day, the top conversation of the day, the good day way, and this is Tech Talk time, so the top technical items of the day are in our focus right now, thanks to, in part, our reporter Shelley Palmer, who today will talk with you about a new update to Pinterest. How well do we do on Pinterest, Kenny? You're our guru when it comes to Instagram and Pinterest and the other things that aren't as easily shared as the material we get on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day.
Well, we do just fine on Pinterest, but Pinterest isn't really a place for conversation. It's like lots of bulletin boards, and people share pictures, and we post everything that we talk about and things from the website every day.
Right.
And people share that all over the place.
Yeah, I notice mostly women. If I look at the handles, if you will, the people that are identifying themselves, it's like 70% women are using. I guess that's to be understood, right? Instagram, Pinterest, mostly being used by women.
No, Instagram's used by everybody.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Pinterest is a good place for inspiration. A lot of do-it-yourself ideas and recipes and stuff like that. So maybe more women would be there.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Shelley Palmer joins us in a moment, and then I have the latest on Katie Couric and how she fits into technology. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And here is a very famous quote. What I would like you to do is identify whose quote this is. Are you ready? Here it comes. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. Now, who is that? None other than Michael Jordan. That's right. 9,000 shots he missed. He failed 26 times to win the game. What I would like you to do is to take a lesson from Michael Jordan. Just because everything doesn't go perfect every time, that does not mean you're a failure. Quite frankly, that means you're going to be successful. That means you take risks. That means you step out of the comfort zone. That means that people are depending upon you. So take that failure and turn it into your success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the next time you're planning a road trip, head over to Pinterest first. Pinterest recently added a set of features called Place Pins, which are designed to help you share and explore the world. Rather than compiling boards of recipes to try or your favorite tacky Christmas sweaters, Place Pins is designed to create a visual guide of places to go and things to do once you get there. The feature is really simple to use. Start by picking a place of interest. Pinterest will generate pins tagged with that location, which you can then add to your new board. The feature works on the go too, so you can keep track of places you've been by pinning them to your travel boards. If you're having a tough time finding a location, Place Pins can even provide directions. So next time you find an awesome new place that everyone's just got to go to, log into Pinterest and pin the spot to share it with the world. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
There are 12 blizzards blowing,
10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 angry bees,
and a giant blow-up snowman. It kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority is you.
All right, so here's something that you would not have normally connected, Katie Couric and technology, except that yesterday, Yahoo confirmed rumors that Katie Couric is going to go to work for them next year. Mm-hmm. They have announced that she will serve as their global anchor, working with a growing team of global correspondents who will report on events around the world live.
It shows they're serious, that's for sure.
Well, it is, because they're going to have to pay her whatever the ABC deal was, and apparently they came to her. So is this sort of throwing down the gauntlet? All right, we're going to become a television network. Yahoo.
Essentially, everything is video now. People love video. They love seeing that little short clip.
Well, so how do you watch this? You go to your computer? Can you put it up on your television screen?
You just probably click a link. Katie Couric reports, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Iranian peace agreement, or, you know, whatever it is. And she's probably there, and you click it, and there you go.
Huh. And so whatever is there could have been done 5 minutes ago or 5 hours ago.
Right.
Pretty interesting. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.